B-Pod Studios.
All right, this is a special quick rap party. A little exclusive piece of audio for you that we could not air on today's show.
So basically, yesterday's conversation was between Ashley and Jared on a Dump 'Em or Date 'Em, a segment. If you don't listen to the regular show, and some people just listen to the rap party, which is crazy because the rap party is about a lot what we do on the air.
Mm-hmm.
An extended version of it anyway. But it's called Dump 'Em or Date 'Em. Ashley wanted to find out from us if she should dump or date Jared. But Jared had circumstances in his life that is making it difficult, Roy, for Ashley to date him.
Yeah, he lives in a trailer park, and she don't want to live in the trailer park community. So we then went to Facebook and asked people, hey, on your topic, would you date someone that lives in a trailer park? The amount of people that got upset with us and offended at us was unbelievable. They clearly didn't hear the show.
Right, which is expected. I mean, not everybody of the 23,000 people that follow us on Facebook listen to every minute of every show. We get that. So what we should have written on our Facebook page is, hey, there was a dump 'em or date 'em. Ashley didn't want to dump or doesn't want to date Jared because he lives in a trailer park. You know, how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Would you date someone in a trailer park? But now people are reading the comment where it's like they don't know where it came from. Did Maney say that he wouldn't? Did Roy say he wouldn't? Did Loren? You know. And people were like, why are they asking this? It's rude. Ugh.
Well, one thing that was interesting is that there are people defending us, saying, hey, no, no, no. I heard them talk about it. And here's one of those calls of someone who defended us.
Alisa in Lake Wylie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we took a beating on social media yesterday, but other than that, we're okay.
I saw that. And I was in all of your defense stating, you know, that clearly they hadn't listened to the morning segment and you guys weren't, you know, like trying to downplay anybody that lived in a trailer park. And I went back and I looked and I was just telling Nicole that she deleted her comment. So obviously it worked with whatever I said.
Oh, good. Thank you for defending us. That's really nice of you.
Yeah. So it's always somebody trying to pop in and put their two cents in when they don't really know exactly what's going on.
So somebody said something rude. You responded to them. Then they must have read it and realized what was happening. And then they deleted it. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Well, she went up back and forth a couple times because I said this is regarding their morning segment when she said she was basically saying what you guys were asking was out of line. And I said this is regarding their morning segment. Clearly, you weren't listening. And she came back and said, I still stand by what I say. Oh. And I was like, okay, well, again, you didn't get the full scoop on what they're talking about because you weren't listening. And she said, I'm done with this.
Yeah. And so I went that's funny.
I looked this morning when I saw that you guys were stating, you know, I was like waiting for you guys to say my name with people who were defending you guys. And I went back and looked and I saw she deleted it completely.
Yeah, we don't see you on there as a defender.
So she must have heard the podcast. And then deleted it. And I was, oh, well, yeah, they didn't come up with it. How about this?
Or maybe read some of the other comments, too.
Maybe so. And then how about this? This is the angle I take. I'm like, don't they know me by now that I would never make fun of someone in a trailer park? That you know what I mean?
Like, right.
Why would someone think that we'd be that mean?
Right. Haven't we been here for 5 years and you pretty much know where we stand? We make fun of Loren being rich and not anybody being poor. Like, and what's funny too is like some people are like, this is a ridiculous question. And other people are answering it like, yeah, I would date them as long as it was nice inside.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And
well,
Anna
the thing
says,
for me was they didn't read the very beginning that stated from our. It specifically said on there it was regarding topic, what was spoken about. So to me, you would kind of want to know what was being talked about.
You're right, Alisa, but we could have done a better job,
right, explaining it because I think it was taken out of context. Like when you're not given the whole story, it lets your mind wander a little too much, and we left it. It was open for interpretation.
On air topic from this morning: Ashley doesn't want to date Jared because he lives in a trailer park.
That's what we should have said.
That's what we should have said, but we didn't, and now we're We're okay. I think we're okay. We still have 20,000 fans, 23,000 fans on Facebook. I looked. Our number didn't really go down.
Okay.
All right. Elisa, you're the best.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
You too.
All right, Roy, I'm going to miss you today, bud.
You are going to go golfing at the Eastwood Homes Tournament to benefit the Levine Children's Hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great event that happens every year. Last year, you and I were cart boys.
We were beer cart buddies, which we had a blast doing, I think.
It was so much fun. We ran out of battery power, and we had to be pushed back to base.
Evidently, for some odd reason, but with two dudes being on the golf cart, ours required more juice. I don't know why.
Two girthy fellas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have so many stories for you because Loren and Dallas are a team, and then Nicole and I are a team, but Nicole's not really playing. She's only going to fill in for Loren when Loren goes to milk.
Can I ask you a question? Because I know you and Burpee are technically a team, and then Nicole's backup. Why didn't you and Nicole just do a team together?
I don't know. Nicole didn't want to play.
But she wants to play, but she doesn't want to play? Like, why is she going?
Just to go hang, like we did last year, I think.
But then how come she doesn't do the beer cart?
I don't know, because she wants to fill in for Loren when Loren has to bail.
I just found that whole thing so strange. But I would be there with y'all this year, but I ain't with COVID-19 interacting with a bunch of men let's face it, I can't imagine golfers are the most socially distant.
Oh, that's not fair to say.
Okay.
There's nothing more socially distanced than golfing because what happens is unless you're in the cart together and at the beginning when you meet, you're at your ball, he's at his ball, she's at her ball.
Okay, how about this? Would you say that wearing a mask and not wearing a mask has become a politically decisive issue?
Yes.
And would it be fair to say that Republicans feel that, not all, but just from what the media shows, Republicans feel that it's not that big of a deal and you shouldn't wear a mask because that's what Trump says?
Yes.
And that Democrats feel the opposite?
I believe it has become.
And is it also fair to say that the majority of people that probably go to a golf course or a membership to a club, not all of them, but it'd be fair to say a good bit of them are probably Republican?
I feel like that's a leap.
You think
so? I get what you're saying, but I'm telling you, I think it's a leap.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I think it's a leap.
But can you at least see it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying. It's become very much like, hey, my liberty, my body.
Right.
Which is ironic because the same people that are talking about my liberty and my body are also the same people that are against abortion.
They take my liberty and body, right?
They take my wife's, my daughter's liberty and body. You know, they're gonna run that body.
It's interesting when it affects you. How much you want to stand up?
But I will say, I think that, and I'll let you know. I'll text you.
Okay.
I will let you know because I think when the get together happens, everybody will be wearing a mask because it is for a hospital. It's a fundraiser.
And I do recognize that golfing is distant, but me going to people handing out beer.
Not this year.
That's too close.
Next year it's for you.
By the way, if you listen to the show and you're a Republican, don't worry. We are too. Just kidding.
All right. Love you guys.
We won't tell you how we swing politically.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.